Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now on Sunday, November 14th at around 7:30 p.m., the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call in reference to a possible armed hostage situation. Deputies, along with officers from the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, responded to a residence in Wauchula Hills. As law enforcement approached the home, the defendant, identified as Mitchell Albritton, indicated he was armed and attempted to close the door. Deputies, already in the threshold, forced the door open to subdue Albritton. Albritton, armed with a hatchet, used the weapon to strike two deputies before being restrained. Both deputies were transported to the hospital, where they were treated and released. Mitchell Albritton is a chronic offender. He was released from prison on August 13th this year and is on active conditional release supervision. Publicly available Department of Corrections records showed that the defendant was sentenced to 25 years in prison in 1997 for murder. The same records also show an incarceration history for false imprisonment, shooting into a dwelling, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and felon in possession of a firearm or ammunition. Albritton was arrested for the following charges: attempted second-degree murder on a law enforcement officer, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, attempted second-degree murder, domestic violence with aggravated battery, battery on a law enforcement officer, domestic violence for false imprisonment, and resisting an officer without violence. Your local events: as part of Palooza in the Park, Main Street Wauchula will have a cornhole tournament starting at 6 p.m. this Friday. Alcohol is permitted during the event, but they ask for no glass containers. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Burger King is looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a ranger. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, basic reading, writing, and math skills, and a valid driver's license. And the Pike Corporation is looking for an overhead groundman. Qualifications include a commercial driver's license, flexible schedule, and effective communication skills. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 81. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 76 degrees with the maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 9 miles per hour with gust up to 13 miles per hour. A slightly humid, humidity 54%. Fair air quality, the dew point 61 degrees, 26% cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, a chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain mainly in the evening, lows in the upper 60s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2021-22 Florida all-orange forecast released by the USDA Agricultural Statistics Board carried forward from October at 47 million boxes, down 11% from last season. According to MorningAgClips.com, the crop season in October began with harvesting of navel and Hamlin oranges, red grapefruit, and fall glow and early pride tangerines. Harvested fruit was primarily for the fresh market. By the end of October, two processing plants were open and 13 packing houses were shipping fruit. OSHA released exemptions to the mandatory COVID vaccine mandate for large private employers. The Hagstrom Report says the mandate won't take effect until January 4th and begins after harvest season. Chuck Connor, president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, says he's disappointed that OSHA's exemptions don't adopt several common sense accommodations to recognize the unique nature of agriculture. He says NCFC will provide formal comments to OSHA outlining their concerns and will work with members to find ways to minimize the disruptions. The USDA says export sales were higher across the board during the week ending October 28th. Corn sales in those 7 days were up 37% over the previous week and 10% higher than the four-week average. Exports were 9% higher week to week. Wheat sales were 49% higher than the previous week and 4% above the four-week average. Week exports, however, fell 27%.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. We've reported U.S. cotton is having a banner year, with production up about 25% and cost up about 90 cents per pound. But there's a hiccup in this year's cotton crop. Supply chain issues are keeping some cotton exports from shipments to overseas markets, leaving producers holding the bag. U.S. cotton values are running ahead of last year, but actual volumes of cotton shipments are down. Consider a state like Georgia, whose largest crop export is raw cotton, valued at $590 million in 2020, and things add up.
We've kind of been watching that happen, you know, month after month. That's one of the main commodities that's being hit by this bottleneck situation with shipping containers at ports.
Bart Kinner, USDA economist, speaking with the agency's news service, he says cotton is being affected more than other commodities because growers export a lot of raw cotton to Asia. Raw cotton, as opposed to cotton thread or material, takes up a lot more space on a container. Cotton production in Georgia is forecast at 2.3 million bales, up 6% from last year. In Alabama, production is forecast up 3% to 755,000 bales. Florida production expected at 130,000 bales, 26% above last year. So while U.S. cotton export values for 2021 were up 10%, the actual export volumes are down 4%.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing higher on Wall Street as investors reviewed solid earnings reports from retailers and an encouraging update on consumer spending. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, the Dow rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ rose 0.8%. Home Depot rose 5.7% after the home improvement retailer reported surging sales and solid profits last quarter amid a hot housing market. New data also showed Americans sharply increased their spending last month. Communication companies lagged the market. The Dow was up 54 points to close at 36,142. The NASDAQ gained 120 to 15,973. The S&P added 18 points to 4,700. New York Oil fell 12 cents, closing at $80.76 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Week 10 in the NFL and Monday Night Football, the 49ers stunned the Rams 31-10 in Santa Clara. It's been 393 days since San Fran last won at home. They now have won the last five games they've played against L.A. Jimmy Garoppolo was 15 of 19 for 182 yards and two touchdowns, but the Niners rushed the ball 44 times for 156 yards. Matthew Stafford was 26 of 41, 243 yards and a touchdown, but they put the ball on the ground just 10 times for a total of 56 yards. Odell Beckham Jr. made his Ram debut, targeted just twice for 18 yards in the game. Banged up Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is day-to-day after bruising his right knee in Sunday's blowout loss at New England. It's his latest injury. He's been playing with a damaged left shoulder for several weeks. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Celtics beat the Cavaliers 98-92. Jason Tatum with 23 points. Wizards come from 19 down to beat the Pelicans 105-100. And at 10-3, it's Washington's best start in 47 years when the then Bullets opened the 1974-75 season at 11-2. New Orleans lost for the 13th time in 15 games. Kings rout the Pistons 129-107. The Knicks limit the Pacers to two baskets in the fourth quarter in a 92-94 win. Meanwhile, it was the Hawks downing the Magic 129-111. Mavericks rally past the Nuggets 111-101 to win their fifth game in the last six. Grizzlies hang Houston their 12th loss in a row, 136-102. Tyler Herro scores 26. Heat beat the Thunder 103-90. Suns 99-96 over the T-Wolves. Trailblazers beat the Raptors, and the Bulls beat the Lakers. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: apparently adding herbs to your garbage can will make it smell better, but I ain't got time for that rubbish. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.